TV, the one you take to bed with you.
Max, it's that time again. Time to slowly, painfully ease yourself back into consciousness. No, I'm not a dream. Although I've been told I'm a vision of loveliness. I'm nothing less than your faithful girl, Friday, Bridey James, here with your wake-up call of today, which is Wednesday the 23rd. You got that? Wednesday the 23rd. And I have a message. Remember your meeting this morning at 6:30 with Shinji Kuraki of Hiroshima Video. This meeting is to take place at the Classic Hotel, Suite 17. And needless to say, it's your first of the day. Don't you know anyone who works 9 to 5? Over and out, Commander.
Civic TV, the one you take to bed with you.
Over the stills. I am interested. A little bit. How many shows you got?
13, with a possibility of another 6 if the sales go well.
You got cassettes?
Of course.
Now, hold it. Show me the last one.
Okarimasu?
Number 13.
Max, you won't understand anything. Everything is set up in the first two.
My audience ain't gonna see the first two shows. Now show me the last one. What do you think? Can we get away with it? Do we want to get away with it?
I think Oriental sex is a natural. I think it'll get us an audience we've never had before.
I don't like it. Not tacky enough.
Not tacky enough for what?
Tacky enough to turn me on. Too much class, bad for sex.
Maybe. I don't know. Soft. Something too soft about it. I'm looking for something that'll break through, you know, something tough. Hey, Harlan, huh?
Oh, okay. Here we go.
We'll come through on that. We only got about 53 seconds, so keep your eyes open. They've got an unscrambler scrambler, if you know what I mean. It sensed that we were unscrambling and automatically changed its code on us.
What satellite is it coming from?
Snooker, I think.
Country of origin?
Assuming 53 seconds represents the period of delay, I'd say somewhere in Malaysia. Okay, here we go. This is it.
There's a wall behind her. What is that, clay?
Yeah, wet clay. I think it's electrified. That's it. Grotesque, as promised.
Okay. Can you hang a search on it next time?
Already working on it. I was pretty insulted when it just shrugged us off in less than a minute. Well, patron, interested?
Yeah. Harlan, can you do something about these labels? I mean, this is supposed to be a clandestine operation. You know what I mean?
Sí, patron.
Yourself getting just a little nervous, even if you've been doing it all your life, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Of course, that's part of the excitement of it.
Mm-hmm. Smoke?
No, thanks. Just relax.
And now, here it is, the Rita King Show. And this afternoon, Rita's guests are Max Wren, controversial president of Channel 83, radio personality Nikki Brand, and media prophet Professor Brian Oblivion. Take it away, Rena.
Max Wren, your television station offers its viewers everything from softcore pornography to hardcore violence. Why?
Well, it's a matter of economics, Rena. We're small. In order to survive, we have to give people something they can't get anywhere else. And we do that.
But don't you feel such shows contribute to a social climate of violence and sexual malaise? And do you care?
Certainly I care. I care enough, in fact, to give my viewers a harmless outlet for their fantasies and their frustrations. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a socially positive act.
What about it, Nikki? Is it socially positive?
Well, I think we live in overstimulated times. We crave stimulation for its own sake. We gorge ourselves on it. We always want more, whether it's tactile, emotional, or sexual. And I think that's bad.
Then why did you wear that dress?
Sorry?
That dress. It's very stimulating. And it's red. You know what Freud would have said about that dress.
And he would have been right. I admit it. I live in a highly excited state of overstimulation.
Listen, I'd really like to take you out to dinner tonight.
Professor Oblivion.
What do you think?
Do you think erotic TV shows and violent TV shows lead to desensitization, to dehumanization?
Is the microphone coming
in? The television screen has become the retina of the mind's eye.
Yes.
That's why I refuse to appear on television, except on television. Of course, Oblivion is not the name I was born with. That's my television name. Soon, all of us will have special names. Names designed to cause the cathode ray tube to resonate.
Yes, I am, actually.
Yes.
Yes, I am very interested.
Nikki. Is Max Wren a menace to society?
I'm not sure. He's certainly a menace to me.
When does the plot start to unravel here? I mean, who is this black guy? Is he a political prisoner?
There's no plot. It just goes on like that for an hour.
Goes on like what?
Like that. Torture, murder, mutilation.
We never leave that room.
No. It's a real sicko.
Brilliant.
For perverts only.
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, look, there's almost no production costs. You can't take your eyes off it. It's incredibly realistic. Where do they get actors who can do this?
Oh, help me. I think he wants it.
Come on. Well, it's worth checking out. Did you have any trouble locking onto it this time?
Not after I realized the Malaysia delay was a plant.
It's not coming from Malaysia?
You cannot fool the Prince of Pirates for long.
Harlan, where is it coming from?
Pittsburgh. That's in the USA.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Get professional help.
But it's not me. It's my sister.
It's not your sister. It's you, lover. Can't you tell? Isn't that why you called me? You want help. You need help.
You're going insane. I can hear you disintegrating while you talk to me. I've got your number, haven't I?
I hate my sister. I don't want to. It's ripping me up inside. But I do. I do.
Will you call our distress center? Will you call the CRAM distress center? They'll tell you where to get help, lover. And you need it. You need it now.
I will. I will. Oh, thank you, Nikki.
We'll return to Nikki Brand and the Emotional Rescue Show in just a moment. This is CRAM in Toronto, and we've got the weather for you.
Got any porno?
You serious?
Yeah, gets me in the mood. What's this, Videodrome?
Torture, murder.
Sounds great.
Ain't exactly sex.
Says who? God, I can't believe it.
I'll turn it off.
No, it's okay. I can take it. Can you get it any clearer?
It's a pirate tape. They scramble it.
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it turns me on. Take out your Swiss Army knife and cut me here just a little.
So somebody's beat me to it.
I wonder how you get to be a contestant on this show.
I don't know. Nobody ever seems to come back next week. What did you say happened to your shoulder?
A friend. I think he'd like Videodrome.
You let somebody cut you?
Uh-huh. What do you think?
I don't know.
You want to try a few things?
Oh. Sabbath banana tonight to me.
Max, thank God. Masha Barak has been in the office for an hour. What were you doing last night? Didn't you get my message?
I don't think I'm ready for this.
Cigarette.
Right.
Office. Masha, go. She's
hot
the
trunk.
I call it Apollo and Dionysus.
Masha, does it ever get good?
It's all good.
Darling, I am looking for something a lot more contemporary. I want something that's going to show people what's really going on under the sheets. This stuff is too... it's too naive. It's too sweet. Like you, darling.
It's your market.
Do you know a show called Videodrome?
Video what?
D-R-O-M-E. Videodrome, like video circus, video arena. You know it?
No.
It's just torture and murder. No plot, no characters. Very, very realistic. I think it's what's next.
Then God help us.
Better on TV than on the street.
Excuse me? Arnold, on line 3.
You interested in tracking it down for me? I'll see that you get the agent's commission.
I'm interested. Let me try. Max, did you ever think of producing your own show right here? I could be your agent worldwide. I could sell Subterranean for you everywhere.
No, I don't have the temperament.
But if you did, what kind of show would you do? I mean, for the Subterranean market, would you do Videodrome?
Max?
Mm-hmm?
Going away tomorrow for 2 weeks on assignment. Guess where?
L.A.
Pittsburgh.
Fabulous. Don't stay in the sun too long. I heard it's bad for the skin.
Oh, come on. Isn't that where they make Videodrome?
Yeah, why?
I'm gonna audition. I was made for that show.
Nobody on earth was made for that show. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me.
What?
I want you to stay away from it. Those Mondo weirdo video guys, they've got unsavory connections. They play rough. Rougher than even Nicky Brand wants to play. Do you understand me?
Sounds like a challenge. Got a cigarette?
Not a challenge. I swear. You know, in Brazil, Central America, those kinds of places, making underground video is considered a subversive act. They execute people for it. In Pittsburgh, who knows?
Max.
Don't.
Fairbank.
Stayed up late watching TV. Did you get in touch with our friends in Pittsburgh?
In a way, at a distance. A subterranean grapevine.
Yeah.
Max, Videodrome is something for you to leave alone. It is definitely not for public consumption.
Channel 83 is a little small to be considered public.
It is still too public. Do you understand me?
No, what is it? What's the punchline?
I think it's dangerous, Max. Videodrome.
Why? But it's mafia? They do business.
No. It's more, how can I say, more political than that.
Come on, Marsha, what are we talking about?
Videodrome. What you see on that show, it's for real. It's not acting. It's snuff TV.
I don't believe it.
So, don't believe.
Why do it for real? It's easier and safer to fake it.
Because it has something that you don't have, Max. It has a philosophy. And that is what makes it dangerous.
Whose philosophy? There must be a name. Give me a name I can talk to. Marsha, Marsha, you know me. I stay away from the scary stuff.
Max, you are going to have to be nice to me for this.
We can take a shower together, anytime you say.
I'm sure you would be very beautiful. But you're a little older than I prefer. Thank you so much.
Sell me a name, and I'll make Apollo and Dionysus part of the package.
That hurts me, Max.
Hey, the world is a shithole, ain't it?
Yes, Max, it is. Brian Oblivion. That is the only name I have to give. Professor Brian Oblivion.
I run Civic TV. I did a panel show with Professor Oblivion. The Rena King Show.
Oh, yes. You said some very superficial things. Violence, sex, imagination, catharsis.
My exact words.
What do you want?
I want to talk with your father.
about a new twist in video that he may not be aware of. I love the view.
You look like them. Like one of Father's derelicts.
I think it's a style that's coming back.
In their case, Mr. Wren, it's not a style. It's a disease forced on them by their lack of access to the cathode ray tube.
You think a few doses of TV are going to help them?
Watching TV will help patch them back into the world's mixing board.
Absolutely. And I guess you encourage Father's derelicts to make home movies? The world's mixing board?
Professor Oblivion sends video letters all over the world.
Is the professor here?
I am my father's screen. Once you've told me what this little visit is all about, he may choose to send you a cassette. If he does, which format would you like?
If he does, it's going to make conversation a little difficult.
My father has not engaged in conversation for at least 20 years. The monologue is his preferred mode of discourse. Format.
Video drum.
Is that a Japanese configuration?
You've never heard of it?
No.
Then there have been serious gaps in your education. Video drum. Mention it to your father. He may want to have a conversation. I love the view.
Torture, murder, mutilation.
Video do. What you see on that show. It's for real.
I'm gonna audition. I was made for that show.
It has something that you don't have, Max. It has a philosophy. And that is what makes it dangerous.
This is your wake-up cassette, and this is something that came to the office for you by courier.
What did they say at CRAM?
They said that Nikki Brand is definitely not on assignment for them. She had a month off coming to her. She decided to take it now.
Don't touch that!
Jesus, Max, you scared me. What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I think I'm getting like a rash or something.
What?
Are you all right? Friday, I didn't mean to hit you.
Hit me? You didn't hit me.
No, I know I didn't hit you. I mean...
Do you want me to stay here? You look awful. Can I get you something?
No, I'm just, I'm exhausted. I was in a deep sleep when you knocked, and I guess I'm still not out of it. I'll remember to set the timer. Don't worry.
You're sure?
I'm sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Thanks, Bridie. Tomorrow.
Max, that other cassette is from the office of Brian Oblivion. I promised I'd hand deliver it directly to you. Will you call me if you need me?
battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The video drone. The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, the television screen is part of the physical structure of the brain. Therefore, whatever appears on the television screen emerges as raw experience for those who watch it. Therefore, television is reality, and reality is less than television.
Max, I'm so glad you came to me. I've been through it all myself, you see. Your reality is already half video hallucination. If you're not careful, it will become total hallucination. You'll have to learn to live in a very strange new world. I had a brain tumor, and I had visions. I believe the visions caused the tumor and not the reverse. I could feel the visions coalesce and become flesh. Uncontrollable flesh. But when they removed the tumor, it was called Videodrome. I was the... I was Videodrome's first victim.
But who's behind it? What do they want?
I want you, Max. You. Come to me. Nikki. Come on. Don't make me wait. Please.
Exciting. Very lively. Careful. It bites.
You watched the cassette?
Yeah.
And?
Changed my life.
I'm not surprised. It's dangerous, you know.
Because your father admits he's somehow involved with Videodrome?
More than that. It bites. Isn't that what you said? What kind of teeth do you think it has?
It triggered off a series of hallucinations. I woke up with a headache.
First time ever.
No, I've been hallucinating for a while, ever since...
What?
Since I first saw Videodrome.
How did you come to be exposed to it?
Pirate satellite dish. An accident. I made some tapes.
This is part of my own Videodrome collection.
But that tape is just your father sitting at his desk.
The tone of the hallucinations is determined by the tone of the tape's imagery. But the video drone signal, the one that does the damage, it can be delivered under a test pattern, anything.
Damage?
The signal induces a brain tumor in the viewer. It's the tumor that creates the hallucinations.
Will you let me watch it?
I expect them to come to me eventually to hurt me. I thought it might be you. Now I realize you're just another victim. Just like father was.
Where is your father? I think I'd better talk to him.
He's in there. I'm afraid he'll disappoint you. This is him. This is all that's left.
What are you talking about?
Brian Oblivion died quietly on an operating table 11 months ago.
The brain problem?
The videodrome problem. You have it too.
But he was on that panel show with me.
On tape. He made thousands of them, sometimes three or four a day. I keep him alive as best I can. He had so much to offer. My father helped to create Videodrome. He saw it as the next phase in the evolution of man as a technological animal. When he realized what his partners were going to use it for, he tried to take it away from them. And they killed him. Quietly. At the end, he was convinced that public life on television was more real than private life in the flesh. He wasn't afraid to let his body die.
Tell me about my video drone problem.
My father knows much more about it than I do. Listen to him.
Where's Harlan? He's not in the lab.
I think he's up in VTR. Max.
Not now. Harlan.
Si, patron.
Have you been hallucinating lately?
No. Should I be?
Yes. You should be.
I believe that the growth in my head, this head, this one, right here. I think that it is not really a tumor. Not an uncontrolled, undirected little bubbling pot of flesh, but that it is, in fact, a new organ, a new part of the brain. I think that massive doses of videodrome signal will ultimately create a new outgrowth of the human brain, which will produce and control hallucination to the point that it will change human reality. After all, there is nothing real outside our perception of reality, is there? You can see that, can't you?
Thank you.
Barry Convex would like to talk to you about Videodrome. I've got a car waiting downstairs for you, sir.
Set in front of you, Mr. Wren. Mr. Convex has recorded a little introduction for you.
Hi. I'm Barry Convex, Chief of Special Programs, and I'd like to invite you into the world of Spectacular Optical, an enthusiastic global corporate citizen. We make inexpensive glasses for the Third World and missile guidance systems for NATO. We also make Videodrome, Max. And as I'm sure you know, when it's ready for the marketplace, things will never be quite the same again. It can be a giant hallucination machine and much, much more. But it's not ready. Those were test transmissions you picked up. We thought nobody could tap into them.
It's good that Harlan. Good pirate.
Well, now that you have, I think we ought to have a little talk, don't you? I thought maybe my place?
I hope you realize you're playing with dynamite. That's our spring line. Top secret stuff. I brought it with me for a trade show here in town later this week. Max Wren.
I'm Barry Convex. I think that machinery you're wearing is too much for the shape of your face. Overwhelms you. Try something more, spidery. More delicate.
Here she is. This is our prototype. This is the little number that started it all.
Max, I would like you to try this on for size. I would like to use this machine to record one of your hallucinations. Now, then I would like to take that tape back with me to home base for analysis.
Well, so I get to keep the copyright? I mean, I hate to see it show up as a movie of the week and not get paid for it.
Max, I'm trying to help you.
What makes you think I need help, Barry?
None of our test subjects has returned to normality. They're all in need of intensive psychiatric care. Now, you seem to be functioning reasonably well so far. I'd like to find out why. And I think an analysis of one of your hallucinations would be the right place to start.
Will it hurt?
It won't hurt you.
You might catch yourself sliding in and out of a hallucinatory state after this is all over. If you do, just relax and enjoy it. It'll soon go away. Bye.
But for now...
I think that you'll find a little S&M will be necessary to trigger off a good, healthy series of hallucinations. That's why our Videodrome show is so strange. Something to do with the effects of exposure to violence on the nervous system. It opens up receptors in the brain and the spine, and that allows the Videodrome signal to sink in.
You mean I'm gonna have to hurt you, Barry?
Afraid not. You don't have to actually hurt anybody. You just have to think about it.
That's too bright. I can't take it.
Yes, my God. Sorry.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we're rolling. The taping mechanism is all self-contained. You don't have to do anything now but hallucinate.
Yeah, okay.
I'll come back for you later.
You'll forgive me if I don't stay around to watch. I just can't cope with the freaky stuff.
What's going on, Professor Oblivion? I mean, really?
Thank you.
Can you come over to my apartment right away? Yeah, I'm serious. Come on in.
Well, here I am, Patron. Camera, flash gun. What's up? You want to be a centerfold?
I want you to go into my bedroom, and I want you to take a look at what's in my bed. Uncover it. Don't be shy. I want pictures.
Pictures of what's in your bed?
Yeah, do it.
Sure. Okay. Max, I don't see anything. You didn't just want me to shoot your bed, pillows, sheets, did you? Max, are you in some kind of drug warp? I've got friends who can help. Bridie said she came by a couple of days ago.
Did you take Videodrome last night?
Yeah, if it was transmitted, the machine would have caught it.
I'll meet you in the lab in 1 hour. I want to see it.
Jeez, Max, it's not even 7
hours. Well, I am not just fucking around. Do you understand me?
Well, fuck you. I'm not just some fucking servo mechanism you can switch on and off. You want me to fall out of bed and run around like an asshole? You tell me what I'm doing it for.
No.
Otherwise, I'll see you during office hours,
yeah,
Patron.
No. Harlan, you're right. It's momentum. I'm running like an express train here. I don't know how to stop. Look. I'll meet you in the lab in 1 hour, okay? And then we'll see if we pulled in any Videodrome last night, and I'll tell you what's going on. Everything, I promise. Okay?
Hey, I'm sorry I freaked out on you, Patron. I don't work with you for the money.
I know that. With pirates, it's never just for the money, is it? You want a cup of coffee? No, look, I'll meet you in the lab in 1 hour. Tape? Did you see me on Videodrome?
There was no tape.
There was no Videodrome transmission last night?
Not last night.
Oh, fuck.
Not ever.
What are you talking about?
I'm out of my depth now, Patron. I had to bring in the reinforcements.
Combination. Very interesting.
Don't let me interrupt.
I think I was saying something like, what are you talking about?
I was playing your tapes, Max. Pre-recorded cassettes. Videodrome has never been transmitted on an open broadcast circuit. Not yet.
I guess Barry sent you here, what, 2 years ago? It has been 2 years, hasn't it, Harlan?
Two wonderful years.
Why?
To get you involved. To expose you to the Videodrome signal.
It didn't affect you because you never watched it. You knew it was there. You didn't have to see it.
It really does work on just about anybody.
Anybody who watches it, Max. But why would anybody watch it? Why would anybody watch a scum show like Videodrome?
Why did you watch it, Max?
Business reasons.
Sure. Sure. What about the other reasons? Why deny you get your kicks out of watching torture and murder?
You murdered Brian Oblivion, didn't you, you freak? Did you enjoy that?
North America's getting soft, Patron. And the rest of the world is getting tough. Very, very tough. We're entering savage new times. And we're going to have to be pure and direct and strong if we're going to survive them. Now you and this cesspool, you call a television station, and your people who wallow around in it, and your viewers who watch you do it, you're rotting us away from the inside. We intend to stop that rot.
We're going to start with Channel 83, Max. We're going to use it for our first authentic transmissions of Videodrome. I have a hunch it's going to be very popular. For a while.
I've got to be hallucinating now, right? I mean, you two can't possibly be for real.
We did record your hallucinations, Max. As I said, we would. And we did analyze them. You're ready for something new.
That's terrific. What do you want from me?
I want you to open up, Max. Open up to me. Something I want to play for you.
Oh my God!
Max, give it to us. Give us channel 83. Kill your partners. Kill them. Kill your partners and give us channel 83. Give us channel 83. Kill your partners. Kill them. Kill your partners and kill them.
give us Channel 83.
Relax.
Kill Bianca Oblivion. She knows too much. She can hurt us. Don't let her hurt us, Max. Kill her. Kill Bianca Oblivion.
Bianca Oblivion. I run Civic TV. I was on a talk show with your father.
So it was to be you after all. You've come to kill me.
No. No, I'm Max Wren. I run Civic TV. I don't... I don't kill people.
Oh, but you do. You're an assassin now. A Videodrome. They can program you. They can play you like a videotape recorder. They can make you do what they want. And they want you to destroy whatever is left of Brian Oblivion. They want you to destroy me.
Destroy you?
killed her, Max. They killed Nikki Brand. She died on Videodrome. They used her image to seduce you, but she was already dead. Don't back away. I stole it from them just for you to see. Videodrome is death. It's painful to remove the cassette, change the program. But now that we have, you'll see that you've become something quite different from what you were. You've become the video word made flesh.
I am the video word made flesh.
Now that you are the video word made flesh, you know what you have to do. Turn against Videodrome. You use the weapons they've given you to destroy them. Death to Videodrome. Long live the new flesh.
Death to Videodrome. Long live the new flesh.
It was only 26 hours ago in the building you see behind me that a bizarre, apparently motiveless shooting occurred, which has triggered off an intensive manhunt by Metro Police. 34-year-old Max Wren, president of the Civic TV Corporation, is being sought in connection with the shooting deaths of two executives, Channel 83.
You see the monkey dance? You pay the piper. See what I'm saying, Daddy? Hey, you know how much my monkey's batteries cost? They don't last in the cold. The cold knocks them right out. I can't dance. Hey, you know I would if I could, but I can't, so... You got some change, Teddy? You got some? Half a buck. Teddy, yeah. Quarter. You got some? Teddy? You got some? You just put a little something. Teddy?
Well, go on, Spar. They call me Brawley. May I come and help you, sir?
Just looking.
Ciao, man. Well, that's a good one. There ain't much to see here, but take your time and have a good look anyway. Now, what is? Ciao, this is one hell of a script you got here. Very tricky grind. Can't imagine you'd see things too clear without them, you know. But don't worry at all. I might get you fixed up.
Where's Convex?
Oh, setting up his trade show. I introduced the spring line.
What's in the box?
Your head. Got your head in this box. You've been busy, Max. Been reading about you in the papers. Mm-hmm. Have you been to see Bianca Oblivion?
I saw her.
And she give you any trouble? Maybe you'd like to visit somebody else now. Is that why you're here?
Maybe.
You've been very useful to us, Max. We'd like to keep using you until you're all gone. Open up to me. That's something I want to play for you.
Two quotes from the famous Renaissance statesman and patron of the arts, Lorenzo de Medici. Love comes in at the eye, and the eye is the window of the soul. Now, I think that even Pete ought to be able to sell the hell out of a classy campaign like that.
Thank you. was hoping you'd be back.
I'm here to guide you, Max. I've learned a lot since I last saw you. I've learned that death is not the end. I can help you.
I don't know where I am now. I'm having trouble finding my way around.
That's because you've gone just about as far as you can with the way things are. Videodrome still exists. It's very big, very complex. You've hurt them, but you haven't destroyed them. To do that, you have to go on to the next phase.
What phase is that?
Your body has already done a lot of changing, but that's only the beginning. The beginning of the new flesh. You have to go all the way now. A total transformation. Do you think you're ready?
I guess I am. How do we do it?
To become the new flesh, you first have to kill the old flesh. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to let your body die. Just come to me, Max. Come to Nikki. Watch. I'll show you how.